You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Amplified Translation for Psalm 141, verse 4 says, "Do not incline my heart to consent or to tolerate any evil thing, or to practice deeds of wickedness with men who plan and do evil. And let me not eat of their delicacies, be tempted by their gain." I believe this is not only a great prayer, but it's one that is relatable to us all. It's a really practical and realistic prayer because we've all been there. We've all been in situations where we've slipped and been drawn to things we shouldn't have. We've all opened doors to temptation when we knew better. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You see, our heart can so easily be drawn to evil. Not pushed to evil, not abruptly confronted and smothered by evil, but softly, gently pulled towards evil, drawn to it. That's why David prayed in Psalm 141, "Do not let my heart incline to any evil thing." Other translations say, "Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me drift toward evil or take part in acts of wickedness." Now, this is because evil can quietly and gradually tug us towards sin. It's subtle and cunning. And if we're not careful, if we allow ourselves to take a small step, then the evil entices you to take the next one. And then what's one more going to hurt? Then a few more. And suddenly we're right up close to sin and it's got us in a cycle. So let's recognize this. Evil can draw us in one tiny small step at a time. Right up to the place where we take the final step and sin. So I encourage you to pray the exact prayer David prayed. "Let not my heart be drawn to what is evil." God can answer prayers like that for us too. But there's a second part to David's prayer. He prayed he wouldn't be attracted to doing wicked deeds with those who are evildoers. He prayed to stay away from people who would help him sin. Some people are like that. So let me ask, how are your friends? Are they the sort of people who could lead you to sin with them? How are your social media influencers? Are they like this? Are some of them going to lead you into sin? How about the singers and musicians you hang out with on Spotify? Will they be like this? Would some of them lead you into sin? Let's take a look at the browsing history on your laptop. Will some of
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The sites you frequent be like bad friends? Would they encourage you to be holy and focused on a righteous God? Or the opposite? How's your Netflix account? What sort of movies are you watching and sharing? What direction do they pull your heart in? These are the real-life doors that sin can edge us towards. In David's time, there were people who wanted him to go along with the evil they were planning, so he prayed that God would keep him from being too close to them. And we should do the same, with people, with entertainment, with the internet, with social media. God, keep me from associating with those who do evil. So the two things to take away from David in Psalm 141 are that his heart would not be gently nudged into sin, and secondly, that he would step away from friends and influences that would lead him to do evil. But there's one more thing he prayed. David said, "Lord, let me not eat of their delicacies." Sin can be delicious, right? Evil can be delightful. The Bible has this phrase when referring to sin by saying, "the pleasures of sin." Doing what's wrong can deceptively appear rewarding or pleasurable. After all, Satan is walking around like an angel of light. He makes sin attractive. But in the end, sin is deadly and rotten. David prayed that God would help him face this and say no to sin. The Apostle James also said, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." In other words, say no to the devil enough times and he will flee. No is a powerful word. You know how to say no to chocolate, for example. You just say no when it's offered to you. It's the same with sin. An adulterer isn't just offered a woman in a hotel. A conversation happens, numbers exchange, a thought enters the mind. These are all opportunities to say no. Sin almost always begins in the mind, and that is exactly where you should be saying no. So pray that God would give you the grace to say no when the tempter reminds us how delicious his offerings are. Of course, the Apostle Paul says the same thing as King David. Listen to what he wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. Paul said, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work." So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. So I encourage you to walk with God. Walk with well-chosen friends. Don't ever take the first small step to sin. Say no when the devil tries to entice you with the pleasures of sin.
Remember who you are, saints of God. The devil is busy and wants to eliminate you however he can. It is so easy to fall into the trap of negativity and toxic experiences. It's all around us every day, from the songs we hear on the radio to the evil things that come on television. It infiltrates our home, work, and ears, sometimes before we can even catch it. It latches onto us like a parasite, sucking the very essence of God's glory from us. It can make you feel sick, depressed, or even angry. Pay attention to what is taking up space in your life and causing toxic vibes. If it is negative, we must rid ourselves of it. Our Father wants us to be at peace and fulfill our purpose for His kingdom. He wants us to be a cheerful people. The Bible says in John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We cannot be at peace when we allow negativity to block our destiny. Sometimes we have to cut stuff off. So know when to walk away, saints of God. Cast your cares upon the Lord and He will take care of you. He will provide new relationships, finances, that job, friends, or whatever it is that you need. Trust His word and stand in faith, knowing that you cut down those toxic weeds of negativity before they had a chance to choke out God's plan for your life.
We all have our flaws, but rather than beat yourself up about your imperfections, your weaknesses, your shortcomings, I want you to see yourself through the eyes of God. God sees you and considers you to be precious, so precious that he sent his son to provide the way for you to get back to where you belong, which is in right standing and sweet fellowship with him. God sees you not only as what you are, but as what you are becoming. The command is to walk or live by what God has to say about you, not by the opinions of man. In Jesus, you should see yourself living free of guilt and shame from the enemy, free from condemnation. In Jesus, you should see yourself living free from confusion, anger, and fear, but instead live in peace with boldness and self-control. See yourself healed and restored. And for anyone struggling to see themselves through the eyes of the Lord, take Jesus to the place your heart was broken. Take him to the place where you were hurt. Take him to that place where you heard the stinging criticism that cut you to the core. Because the Bible says he makes the brokenhearted well and puts oil on their wounds. There's no pit so deep that God can't lift you out of it and dust you off. There's nothing so dark that God's light can't shine into.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.